Welcome back. In this session, we are going to talk about the sources of the opportunities. Basically, where the opportunity come from? Okay, this is our core questions. Let's begin right now. The first and very important sources for opportunity would be technology. Okay, if there's a new technology, then you know we can develop new businesses. So the technological innovation leads to the business opportunities. So for example, early 1940s, three scientists, developed the semiconductor as an early version, transistor as an early version of semiconductors. Okay, thanks to the development of the semiconductor, we can develop the personal computers and we can develop the microprocessor. And right now, we have AI engines, okay? So with the newly developed AI engines, then we can have tons of new businesses that never existed before. So what about AI, VR, AR? There are a lot of new technologies out there. I want to give you, real examples. His name is Park Sang-il. And Dr. Park, and he studied at the Stanford University, and then during his PhD program, he developed the world's first atomic forces microscope. Okay, it's not just normal microscope; it's very specific nano microscope. Okay. Then he developed this technology further, and he set up the company, and then he started manufacturing this microscope. Right now his company Park System became the world's second largest atomic forces microscope company. Okay, so where the business opportunity come from? Yes, of course, his technology. Right? His development of the new technology lead to the new business opportunities. He said that the technology I developed for research could become a valuable tool in the industry as well. So that's why I decided to study my own businesses instead of being a scientist. Okay, this is a kind of natural sources of the opportunity. Okay, this is his microscope. See, his devices is kind of totally different from the normal microscope, right? Other sources for the business opportunity could be the changes in society, right? So, even though our society doesn't seem to be changing, it is constantly changing. So, for example, the way people live, the culture, the idea of the health, these things, changes without recognizing it, right? So this person think that we are living in a time when we treat our pets as a family, okay, family members. So of course, if our pets are family members, then we have to think about our pets' health condition, okay? Then we need some kind of service for them, right? So he created pet health care solutions, okay? I will show you the product. This is the product, okay? So basically, his business idea was, we need to check out our pet health condition, regularly. So then we can save the money, save the healthcare cost. Okay. So it is basically urine test, like a litmus paper. Okay. Then this product can prevent, our pet's health. What do you think? Right. These types of the business never existed before. Okay. These types of the business is only available, if we have a different society. You know what I mean? Okay, what about the other sources of the business opportunities? What about the regulations, changes in regulation? We live in the society governed by government, right? So when the regulation changes, then the business opportunity came out. So for example, if there are kind of environmental regulations, then the recycling or, the renewable energy businesses will be possible. Okay, look at him. Well, his name is Mr. Shin. Actually he graduated from Hanyang University, majoring in economics. Okay, after graduation, he started his career at car company first, and then later he moved to the banking area. Okay, then later what happened? Our Korean government, loosened the regulation on the crowdfunding area. Then he decided to start his own businesses on the crowdfunding area, okay? So he started crowdfunding businesses, okay, eventually. But there was a regulation at time. So, he cannot do the investment-based crowdfunding businesses, okay? So anyway, he started reward-based crowdfunding businesses first time, okay, at first. So he launched Wadiz, okay? Wadiz started as reward-based crowdfunding businesses because of the regulation. So anyway, in the meantime, he tried to change the regulation together with the government to secure the possibility of investment-based crowdfunding businesses. So anyway, it took about, I think, 2 years. Then later, what happened? Finally, his businesses became, largest investment-based crowdfunding companies, in Korea, right? Remember, his business is Wadiz. It is all because of the changes in regulation. Well, let's move on to other sources of the business opportunities. Yes, it's an unexpected event. If we have unexpected events such as a natural disaster or, the outbreak of the war, then, we can have business opportunities, okay? So, for example, with the World War II, okay, World War II, the world shipbuilding industry boomed. Okay, what ironic. So, look at him. He developed it, a team collaboration tool. The tool's name was Jandi. It was very similar to the service to Slack. Have you heard about the Slack? It's one of the global, team collaboration tool. Anyway, in the meantime, when he tried to develop his service, Corona 19 came out. Okay, so many people were quarantined, of course. Then the use of the team collaboration tool became very, very important. Okay, because of the remote work during Corona 19, COVID-19. Okay, so after then what happened? These businesses grew dramatically with the government support. Okay, so the Jandi became the Asia's leading collaboration tools. Okay, so anyway, the unexpected external event can lead, the great business opportunities. Okay, this is the Jandi as a team collaboration tool. If you had a job at a big company, probably you can use these types of services, these types of tool, right? Okay, let's move on to another sources of the business opportunity. Well, what about the new resources? Okay, if new resources developed, such as shale gas in America, it becomes a new opportunity for sure. Right? Look at him. He is Go Young-suk, okay? And he developed it cryptocurrency exchange, right? And what about the cryptocurrency? Recently, with the development of the cryptocurrency, so people made the transactions and they need, of course, the exchanges, okay? So, this guy saw the trend very quickly and he quickly created the exchange for the first time in Korea. Okay. The exchange name was Kobe. Then later on, this exchange was very successful, and he sold it to one of the big gaming company in Korea for a huge amount of the money, okay? The new resources lead to the business opportunities. Let me summarize. Well, there are several sources of the opportunity. First, new technology, of course. Okay, do you remember Parker Systems, which is the atomic forces microscope? You know, he developed the technology when he was a PhD student at Stanford University. What about change in the lifestyle or society? Okay, and you know, so people change their thought about their pet. So that's why, you know, the FitPad was created. You know, FitPad was health, you know, the health service for your pets. And what about changes in regulation? You know, if the government changes their regulations, then there could be the new opportunities, new business opportunities. The example was investment-based crowdfunding businesses, which is what is, right? And what about unexpected event? If there is an unexpected event, then we can come up with new business idea, new business opportunity. So the example was Jandy as a collaboration tool, and Jandy was growing, you know, significantly during the COVID-19, okay? And what about new resources? New resources lead to great business opportunities. And, you know, in this session, you know, I gave you some cryptocurrency as a new resources. Then, you know, one guy created some exchange and he made tons of money and he became the billionaire overnight. Okay, guys, let's move on to the other types of the business sources. You know, in the regular class, I categorize the sources of the business opportunity into kind of four different types. Okay, before we go into these four different types of the business sources, I want to give you some of the interesting example. Okay, look at this example first. This guy was waiting for the bus at the Boston, you know, South Station in December 2006. Then he thought that, yes, okay, during the 4 hours ride from the Boston to Manhattan, I can do the job, you know, because he was a programmer at the time. So he had a plan to work on programming the project, you know, during the 4 hour ride, okay? Then he found out that he left his, you know, USB thumb drive at his apartment. Oh my God, so his plan was collapsed. Okay, probably he felt very upset. Okay, then he came out, you know, come up with new idea related to his current mistake. Okay, his idea was, okay, wait a minute. What if we can save our important file on the cloud? Okay, then we don't have to bring the USB thumb drive all the time. And we don't have to worry about these physical devices. Wow, it's a great idea. So let's develop the online storage businesses. So this business was what? This business was, you know, the Dropbox. And the guy who feel, you know, he suffered from his mistake was Drew Houston. Okay, so after development of the Dropbox businesses, Drew Houston became the billionaire at his young age, right? Okay, I want to give you another example. You know, after the graduation of the college, you know, she spent several years working in the business consulting company. Okay, think about, you know, she became the consultant, okay, in kind of a McKinsey or A.T. Kearney, something like that. And, you know, did you meet any consultant in your life? You know, consultant wear the kind of business suit and formal suit, and consultant kind of an expert, okay, in their field. Anyway, and also they are really busy to conduct some kind of research and to prepare for the solution for their client, something like that. So basically, she didn't have time to go shopping for her clothes, although she should wear the formal suit every day, right? Then, you know, she need a kind of formal suit, but basically, she didn't have any time to go there, go to shopping for her suit. And she thought that, okay, it is not only my problem, okay? Probably there are other peoples, other, you know, working women who share the similar the problems, okay? So, wait a minute, you know, I can come up with a new solution. So, she created online companies called La Flair, okay? And, you know, look at the news clip together, right? And in the news, the founder explained the concept of the new business ideas very well. Okay, let's watch together. Okay, how about the businesses? And how about the online storage businesses, which is Dropbox? And this is a fashion-related online company such as La Flair. What do you think? Where do business opportunity come from? Where? Technology? Or new resources? Regulations? Or what? Yes, you know, these ideas, these opportunities come from our own real life. Okay? In our real life, there are a lot of pain points. Okay? So the founders focused on pain point. They very observant and they are very sensitive to their pain point. Okay, and then they try to come up with some kind of a solution related to their pain point. In this case, pain points are the problems from the real life. Okay, so where the business opportunity come from? The business opportunity come from your real life, our real life. Okay, so how to find out our problems? Okay, so we need to focus on our real life first. You can do it, right? Okay, first thing to do, you need to find out what's bugging you in your real life. Second one, and you need to choose one. Okay, only one. Okay, you need to choose one that are passionate, that you are passionate about solving. Okay, because you have many problems. Okay, many things bugs you every day, but you need to choose only one, okay? Because we have limited energies, right? And limited capability. Then later, what you're gonna do, you need to try to come up with a solution related to the kind of pain point. I wanna give you an example. You know, you may lose many things. And losing your keys, losing your cell phone, and losing your, wallet. So losing your items feel like losing your mind. Okay, I really hate losing my the valuable items. Okay, then this is my pain point. This is our pain point in our real life. And what could be solutions? How to solve this problem? It's kind of a mental problem. Okay, you forgot everything. Okay, what do you think? What could be the solution? So the one of the startup came up with kind of a new solution, which is tracking devices. Okay, this company was Tile. Tile is a startup that offered small and scale tracking devices for just $20. Okay, so you can put the Tile on each valuable items. Okay, you can attach this Tile to your cell phone. You can attach this Tile to your wallet, something like that. Then if you lose your keys or if you lose your cell phone, then you can simply track your devices throughout your cell phone. Okay, thanks to the development of these new types of services, Tile successfully raised $25 million in funding recently, okay, which is very successful, right?
And what about other problems in your life?
Yes, it's weight loss. Weight loss is a problem. You know, I always fail. I always fail to lose my weight. Okay, think about, you know, I always have a plan to lose my weight, at least just 10% of them, but I always fail. So the failure of the weight loss make us frustrated. Oh my God, you know, I fail again. Okay, my weight gain again, something like that. So how to solve this problem? Okay, how to solve this problem? Don't eat too much. It is kind of mentally, right? You know, so education? No, it is not very helpful. So one of the pharmaceutical company developed a new idea. This is a kind of a medicine. You know, have you heard about the Wegovy? You know, it working very well. And recently, Elon Musk, you know, took this Wegovy treatment, and then he lose his weight. And many people ask him, you know, what is the key secret to lose your weight? And, you know, Elon Musk said that exercise and Wegovy. This Wegovy. Okay, this Wegovy. You know, in order to get treatment from the Wegovy, you should pay. It is very expensive, though. Very expensive. And also, you need to take this Wegovy, I think, at least 1 year. At least 1 year. Then 1 year later, I think 10% the weight loss guarantees. Okay. Anyway, it's working perfect, but expensive though. And also there is a side effect. You should be very careful for the side effect. Anyway, this is kind of a solution from your real life pain point. Again, it is a business opportunity from your real life pain point. Well, other startup redefined this, you know, failure of the weight loss problem as, you know, failure of monitoring weight problems. Okay, so according to the startup, if the people regularly monitor their body size, then they were able to lose their weight very well. So that's why the company came up with kind of new types of devices, which is very related to the normal belt. But this belt is not just normal belt. Okay, this is a smart belt. Let's watch the Kickstarter movie together. Okay, what do you think? Yeah, isn't it interesting? So in the belt head, inside there is a kind of a, you know, electric devices connected to your cell phone. Then, you know, when you wear the belt, then you can easily monitor your body size, wrist size, okay, every minute. So it will be very helpful for you to lose your weight, okay? And the founder of this company was a medical doctor. So he had a great knowledge about knowledge about health, right? Well, this company successfully attract the, you know, people's attention, and also, you know, received the innovation award, you know, from Vegas, CES Vegas 2020. So far, so good. Okay, great. So where the business opportunity come from? Yes, of course, you know, our pain point from our real life. Okay, so let's stop here, and then we will continue the discussion about the kind of sources of opportunity again, you know, in the next chapter.